Hello friends, I welcome you to once again to another very interesting chapter, medical coding. And during this session, what we are going to learn is what is this medical coding, which are the skills and responsibilities of medical coder, certifying authorities and medical code sets and its types. What is the difference between ICD-9-CM or ICD-10-CM PCS? That also we will learn. General equivalence mapping and errors in medical coding we will evaluate. We will also see pricing and electronic softwares for coding which are in use. So let's start learning. So first of all, let's learn what is medical coding or what is the word code means. Code is a system used for transmitting message requiring brevity or secrecy. Medical code. Medical code characterizes a medical diagnosis or a procedure or a treatment rendered by the healthcare provider and is used for the sake of brevity and uniformity. Medical coding is the process of transforming descriptions of a medical diagnosis or a procedure treatment into universally standard medical codes. So medical codes are maintained by professional societies and public health organizations, which are commanded by developing and implementing universally standard medical codes. So which are the functions of medical coding? As I mentioned, there are two most important functions of medical coding. Number one is brevity, number two is uniformity. And the process of translating each and every important piece of information from a medical report into medical code corresponds with the brevity function, as it reduces the multiple page notes into codes. So there is a specific medical code for all the different type of patient encounters, like diseases, diagnostic test, laboratory test, procedures, drugs, etc. And this aspect of a medical coding corresponds with a uniformity function. Say for example, the code for diabetes mellitus is all over the world is 250. So what are the functions of this medical coding? The medical coder is the person who transforms the medical diagnosis and a procedure into the appropriate numeric or alphanumeric medical code. And the job of the medical coder is to glean the vital information from the medical report and to assign appropriate codes to the disease or the procedure. The medical coder acts as a liaison between the healthcare provider and the billing department. The medical coding in India is presently confined to coding of a specific diseases for epidemiological and statistical purpose only. The healthcare payer do not play a role in the medical coding process of India as in case of United States. In India, the coding of certain diseases entities is done for research purpose, to study the widespread of the disease and effectiveness of particular treatment or a vaccination over the diseases. Healthcare scholars believe that it will take some time for India to adopt the medical coding in the way it is currently being adopted in the developing countries. At present, in United States, there is a shortage of medical coders. So there is a great demand. There is a gap between the demand and supply side of the medical coders, which is around 30-40%. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, United States, expects that a job in the medical coding and billing sector is to grow by around 22% between 2012-2022. And therefore, there is a huge demand for certified medical coders across globe, especially in US, Middle East, and also in India. Let's discuss something more about brevity and the need for medical coding. The amount of medical data being prepared and stored in clinic and hospitals for current and future use is in form of a clinical notes, laboratory data, clinical images, etc. And it is in huge number. This will run from petabyte through exabyte through zettabyte. It's a huge data. So a medical coder translates this vital information in the medical report into a medical code, which reduces the multiple page notes into a couple of codes. Uniformity is also the need of medical coding. Why? The medical codes used for the coding purpose are unique and uniform numeric or alphanumeric codes. There is a specific medical code for all the different type of patient encounters, for diseases, for diagnostic tests, for laboratory tests, for procedures, and even for drugs. So for example, ICD-9 is a code for acute conjunctivitis, unspecified in the medical fraternity all over the world would be 372.00 dot. Another one example of a procedure code, a CPT code for application of a long arm cast in the medical fraternity all over the world would be 29065. So how this medical coding process takes place? Step number one, patient visits the doctor. Step number two, doctor examines the patient. Step number three, doctor records the history and the treatment and each and everything by a dictation. Medical transcriptionist transcribes this dictation to the medical report, and then the medical coder codes the medical report, and medical biller prepares the claim for the codes. So this medical coder requires a great set of skills. Now let's discuss about set of skills and the requirement. The healthcare facility should always employ an experienced and knowledgeable medical coder. Why? Because if there is any inaccuracies in the codes, then the hospital will not reimbursed by the health plans, leading to loss of facility. Medical coder has to exercise extreme caution and ensure that the codes are accurate and justify the diagnosis. Medical coders to have a thorough knowledge of human anatomy, physiology, medical terminology, and also a coding guidelines. Although with the years of experience and coding, the routine diagnosis and procedures, many medical coders become familiar with the certain common codes used by their respective healthcare providers. But for any medical coder, it is literally impossible to remember all the medical codes maintained and distributed for the coding purpose. So what is the solution for that? Therefore, medical coder needs to take up the help of respective manuals for ICD, HCPCS, CPT, CDT, and NDC to find out the appropriate codes. These manuals are computer programs and assist the medical coders in coding. But every now and then, medical coder need to seek the help of other experienced medical coders. Now discuss about the prominent skills required by medical coder. There are various skills. Let's discuss it one by one. The one of the most important thing is medical skill. A medical coder should have an in-depth knowledge of medical terminology and human anatomy and physiology to extract vital information from medical reports. Second skill which he requires is a comprehensive skill. A good comprehensive skill is mandatory requirement for a medical coder, as the job involves reading and understanding several pages of medical reports and to glean the billable services. Third prominent skill is a technical skill. Use of computer programs to search the codes, as against searching in the coding manuals is accurate and fast. Therefore, medical coder should be technically absolutely updated. Fourth skill is eye for a detail skill. In order to distinguish as a good coder, a coder should have eye for a detail, as coding is a complex and ambiguous, and it is imperative to focus on smaller details when coding medical reports. The fifth is analytical skill. Analytical skill is requirement because it is very crucial to analyze all the medical information and logically isolate the vital information from the report. Transformative skill is also very, very essential. Adding, deleting, amending of a medical codes is ongoing process. Hence, it is essential for medical coder to be ready to learn new things also. So besides these skills, the medical coder, for medical coder, certification is also very important. But is it mandatory? Certification is not mandatory for the medical coding field, but it is the key for a successful career. A certification plays a very, very important role in career growth and better salary packages. Coding is a difficult job and requires a high level of dedication. And certification indicates that this medical coder has an applicable experience and knowledge of the domain. Almost 80 to 90% of the medical coders working in India are not certified. So what are the advantages of certified medical coder? A certified medical coder implies that he is committed to make long-term career in the healthcare domain, and certification projects the coder as more appealing candidate as compared to competition. And this is also a fact. On average, certified medical coder earns 20 to 25% more salary than non-certified medical coders. So, further to that, certified medical coders are preferred by the healthcare KPOs for management roles in case of an internal job posting also. Certification is also very important, as it becomes an added advantage in terms of negotiating salary or promotion. And certain healthcare facilities insist that their vendors on hiring certifying medical coders only. So who certifies this? So which are the certifying authorities? There are two largest professional organizations offering medical coding certification, and that is AAPC, which stands for American Academy of Professional Coders, and second is AHIMA, that stands for American Health Information Management Association. Now these both organizations are based in United States, and therefore other institutions offering certifications, but certifications from AAPC or AHIMA are most widely accepted all around the globe. So while getting certified, it is very important that, and it is very necessary to know which certification needs to be obtained. Now let's learn something more about American Association of Professional Coders. Now this was established in 1988, and it is the largest organization of a professional medical coders. It provides certification and credentialing usually for medical coders in physicians' office. It has also started offering a hospital-based coding, but the certified professional coder exam conducted by the AAPC remains the most popular among the budding medical coders both in US as well as in India. So there are basically four certifications which are provided by this AAPC. Which are those? Number one, Certified Professional Coder or CPC. It is a credential, is the most wanted certification for medical coding in physician office setting, and there are more than 80,000 CPC certified professionals all over the globe. The second certification is known as a CPCH, which stands for Certified Professional Coder Hospital Outpatients. This certification is proficient in assigning accurate medical codes in the outpatient or hospital setting. Third is Certified Professional Coder Pair. This exam is undertaken by coders who wish to work for insurance payers. And the fourth one is CIC, that is a Certified Inpatient Coder. This is a professional proficient in interviewing medical records and code accurately for inpatient facility. If an inexperienced person appears for any of the above exams and passes it out very successfully, then he is awarded as an apprentice degree. And this apprenticeship degree is designated by alphabet A on their certificate. That is like CPCA. Upon completion of 2 years in the medical coding, when he gains the enough experience, an apprentice tag gets upgraded to a full coder. So CPC and the A from the degree is removed away. AAPC also provides specialty certification also. Now let's learn about American Health Information and Management Association, AHIMA. It was formerly known as the Association of Record Librarians of North America, which was founded by American College of Surgeons in 1928. And this has got a second largest organization for professional coders. AHIMA certifications are more focused towards hospital-based coding, but it also offers training for physician-based settings also. There are basically three certifications provided by this institution, and which is those: Certified Coding Assistant, that is CCA. Second is Certified Coding Specialist, that is CCS. And the third is Certified Coding Specialist, Physician Based, so CCSP. Now let's learn about Certified Coding Assistant, that is CCA. CCA certification signifies that the coder is an expert in both settings, inpatient as well as outpatient settings, and it is a general certification but does not provide any specialization. Certified Coding Specialist, that is CCS, demonstrates that the coder has got a high level of competency for hospital coding. And Certified Coding Specialist Physicians Based certifies that the coder, it is ideal for a coder who wish to enhance their expertise in physician based setting, such as physician offices as well as clinics. Now let's compare these two institutions, AAPC versus AHIMA. Previously, AAPC used to offer certification pertaining to physician based setup, and AHIMA used to offer certification pertaining to hospital based setup. But lately, both organizations have started offering courses for both settings, which is the clear form CCSP offered by AHIMA and CPCH offered by AAPC. CCA, CCS and CCSP of AHIMA are the only coding certifications that are currently aggregated by the National Commission for Certifying Agencies. Now let's learn something about medical code sets. Say for example, when somebody says that ICD-9 or CPT, means what is this? These are the code sets in plain English, and these codes are used for encoding medical data. Medical code sets defines the standardized medical condition, treatment or a service. It consists of a unique numeric or alphanumeric code for a specified diagnosis and services performed by the physician. And this code is a uniform code are used to carry out the electronic transactions in the healthcare system. So there are different types of medical code sets. A medical coder takes the help of approved coding manuals or computer programs to look for appropriate medical codes. And there are certain different type of medical code sets defined by HIPAA. Let's see that. One of that is that current procedural terminology or CPT codes. Second is international classification of diseases codes. Healthcare common procedural coding system. Current dental terminology codes and national drug codes NDC. So CPT codes are used to describe medical, surgical and diagnostic services performed by physician office. There are 5-digit numeric or alphanumeric codes and something like -4 in CPT-4 signifies that it is the 4th edition. So when we say CPT-4, that means the 4th edition of CPT. All the service providers need to pay a license fee in order to access these CPT codes. So CPT-4 codes are divided into the 3 main categories. Let's see these categories also. What is the category 1? Category 1 of CPT-4 codes is the one which are most widely used, and it is further divided into 6 different sections. Category 2 of CPT-4 codes corresponds to a clinical components usually included in performance management or clinical services. It consists of 4-digit followed by the character F. For example, 3006F. These codes are optional and is billed with a $0 charge amount. Category 3 of CPT-4 codes represents the new and emerging medical technology, procedure and services. Category 3 codes are temporary codes, and once approved by American Medical Association, they become category 1 code.